I thought I would offer you something special to take us into meditation today, and that is a very, very, very different version of the Lord's Prayer. So I invite you to allow yourself to move into the silence, listening, or if you prefer, to watch the video of the Lord's Prayer done in Aramaic. I invite you now to pray with me in meditation. Loving Father, who art in heaven, we come to you now in prayer. And as we do so, we inch forward more into our awareness of reality of heaven, of the kingdom in our lives. And so we enter by saying the words, "Hallowed be thy name," understanding that those words represent a complete giving over of ourselves to the reality of spirit, to the reality of the Christ light that dwells within each and every one of us. An awareness that it's all real in a world that pretends that it's not. We enter into the kingdom through our meditation, to remind ourselves that it is only in an alignment with the deepest, most profoundest sense of life that we come to know the things that we also desperately crave: joy, happiness, understanding, wisdom, love, and peace. And so we simply proclaim, we are here now, we listen to whatever words might make meaning to us, to grow into this deeper sense of reality, this deeper sense of appreciation, the power and the glory that we were all born to make manifest. And as we listen still further, we do this in a way that hopefully makes whatever words come to us more audible, that hopefully makes us more receptive to the proclamation of love that is being shared with us by Spirit absolutely every moment, every breath, every second in our lives. We do this as we move into the silence. And now I invite you to take whatever taste of heaven you may just have experienced, whatever sense of the kingdom may have come to you in the silence, and bring it forth, bring it back into the world, to whatever room you're occupying, to whatever space you're occupying, to whatever relationships you may be in, to whatever encounters with others that you may experience during the day, and even to how you will take charge of whatever news might come to you today. And so we return once again with a recommitment to the reality, the truth, that it's all God, all the time. And it's all good. And as beloved children of the Father, all of us, each and every one of us, without exception, is inherently good. And for this opportunity to be together this morning, to share with one another, to pray with one another, we are grateful. And we simply say, thank you, God. And so it is. Amen.